You also have another tool at your disposal, rather unique one, in your unique declaration. Because if you think about assumptions, they emerge from and govern what is now and how one acts based on what is now. Mm-hmm. And they also emerge from and governed the past, what was. So both what was and what is now. You are creating a future, a state that does not yet exist. And you provided yourself with a very powerful declaration. So, do you remember what it is?
Today, we break with the past, and together, we stand on new ground.
Yeah. So whatever was, whatever is now, that was then. Today, we break with that from even a moment ago. So any prevailing assumptions you're giving, by making a declaration, we declare what could be, but we also give permission and space for others to act on it, to first see it, feel it, and then ultimately act on it.
Yeah, I love that. I love that last idea, because again, it's speaking to the suppleness within the vision. As something that's not rigid, not static, that allows people in, that can accommodate a variety of people, not through its own striving to be reasonable, but through the listening, through conversation, through an agreement to try and speak together without assumption. That makes a lot of sense.
And when you are to ignite meaningful change, those you are to reach, to experience, and or to help you in igniting it, may not have any knowledge, understanding, or experience of what that new is, or they may have had a glimpse of it at some point, and then they may or may not remember that.
Which is where your embodiment of your vision is paramount.
That's where you make the hypothetical tangible.
Yeah, I see that.
The importance of assumptions, of surfacing assumptions, and as Catherine enumerated so many of them, different categories of them, let alone all the specifics within those you are going to speak to, is to help you tailor what you say to them. That is the value. Because if you don't, and they are harboring assumptions that don't allow them to hear you, that's a lost opportunity for them and for you.